Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays. You're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like? Because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora. He's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey. We got Amin on DMP, Mari on DMP, Sean on DMP. It's just me and Big Jerv today. Jerv, what's good?
What's going on, my guy?
Ain't shit, man. Long night, long night. So, you know what I mean? Let's just start this shit off, man. You know, power. Well, black niggas call it Tommy. We got to call it Tommy now, man. What's up? What's up with Tommy this week, bro?
I mean, it had its power moments. So first off, let me be honest with you. Every time I turn power on, right, I always look at the credits. I'm like, all right, do I get a sex scene in this joint, right? Mm-hmm. So this one said nudity. Okay. So I'll be honest with you. I waited the whole entire time like, damn, did I miss this shit? Like, not even trying to be that, because I just know Power, but it was all over the place. It was a classic Power episode.
Oh, man. First of all, we start off finding bricks. Like, the odds, nigga. The nigga finds 10 bricks in the floor, first of all. Mm-hmm. That's a rap song, so maybe that's 50. I don't know who's telling niggas that Birds is under the trap house, right? He recruits Shorty as his partner.
Who you know is what I'm she? I don't remember her.
She's a joint that got sent up north, and like Ghost gave her a bag, like to disappear. He didn't kill her when he was supposed to kill her.
Okay. That's random.
It was random as hell, but she was like, yo, you know, like what happened with Ghost? So niggas is over here, you know, like taking shots for Ghost, you know what I mean? To Ghost. Which is funny. Her body is low key nice on a sneak.
Yeah,
she had to sleep. Like, nah. Maybe she be wearing a baggy clothes. Yeah,
but Tommy don't want it. That's crazy.
Nah, he was low key about to try to crack at her, and she said, "I don't fuck white boys."
I took it. Okay.
He was trying to get after it, but she lied because she was like, "Yo, I give a date to the nigga with the mustache." Remember the right hand man?
He got
shaved
that shit though.
He got shaved his shit. The crooked cop. That nigga. Every Power episode got a crooked cop. I feel like every type of thing. And I knew that nigga was already shaky when he showed up to Diamond's barbershop, and he pulled up. But I didn't know his role. I thought he was gonna be a legit cop. I didn't know he was gonna be like shady. So apparently he can be bought.
Apparently he is, but see, that's corny. He should have been bought by the CBI. The brothers. Yeah.
Nah, but you know, since the Ray shit, it's going to flip. It's on some Uncle Tom shit. You feel me?
Like
he low-key want to make, he low-key arresting all the other niggas to eliminate the competition, but then also getting bread secretly from the Flynns. And I don't even think the dad. No, it's the brother. You feel me?
I mean, yeah.
Actually, I think I do know the dad knows, because he gave him the money to bail out old boy. So, you know, he like, why is he getting pulled over by cops, you know?
Bruh.
But it's funny because when Diamond and them probably find out about that cop, that he doing some whole ass shit, they gonna kill that nigga.
Well, he should be dead already. My man handed him an envelope in front of the precinct.
Yeah, he's sick.
After just bailing, like, yo, come on.
Yeah, that was some Power shit. Power shit or idiot shit. You know what I'm saying? Bruh,
like, if anything, he could have did a little move where he put it, because the window was down, he puts it on the car seat or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I know this nigga's not about to just hand him up.
Why does Tommy brother look like OJ Simpson?
That's crazy.
He really looked like OJ Simpson, dog. That nigga be having me. He looked just like that nigga OJ with glasses. That shit is so fucking funny. Like, they couldn't have cut that nigga hair or something, bro. He looked nuts.
He reminded me of which called at first from Breaking Bad. What's his name?
The Geronimo nigga, the nigga from who Bugging Out too, right?
The one that had the chicken spot or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Whatever his name is, I can't remember.
Yeah, Geronimo something. Funny ass line. Look at those lips, perfect for ass kissing. I'm gonna use that. That shit killer. That shit killer as hell. She said, "Oh yeah, old boy said, how did you?" We already mentioned it, but he said, "How did you fuck up your face?" He said, "Shaving. How did you fuck up yours?"
Come on.
Hey, her scar is kind of nasty though. That shit.
I thought it was hair at first. I didn't even peep it.
I definitely thought it was gonna go away because I thought it was just blood on her face and she just needed to, you know, clean up. But she got a nasty scar. She out here rocking with them niggas and Forrester with a scar. And then you mentioned like he might get a date because if he shaved his mustache. And she said, and I was thinking, like, I thought she don't fuck with white boys. Maybe it's just Tommy. But I feel
she does feel like Tommy tried to kill her, which he did.
Yeah. But I think Tommy going to end up hitting, like, you know what I mean? Eventually. But the thing is, it's like also, that shit crazy. Because, you know.
He going to end up hitting it, and old girl from the bar is going to, like, just pop up and peep and be like.
Mm-hmm. He going to have a ghost moment. Also, the fucking, she was trying that coke. I think she got a coke problem. She going to smoke up. She going to fuck up sometime, somehow. Because remember, she was like, oh, you ain't got no coffee. Anxious. And then he did the bump, and she's like, one more for the road? And he like, nah, we going to go get some coffee. I just feel like she going to start getting addicted to the shit.
He got to get that shit out of there.
Mm-hmm. Diamond and his brother fighting.
So, I mean, they fooled me.
I thought they was really hoop. I really thought they was getting down and Diamond was just beating his ass. But he had to put out that MMA shit. That was fucking funny. I ain't gonna lie. I was dying laughing.
It told him, say, yeah, that pain you feel is the sensation going to your brain or something like that. And I'm like,
he was getting it off.
Yeah. He probably could have whipped boy ass.
And that's the thing. I think he was just, you know, obviously we find out that it was strategic, but it's funny because he a gang leader, but the nigga MMA fighter. I was like, is this nigga Wiz Khalifa? He just randomly just working on fucking leg kicks.
Hey, he said, I got to learn all this shit just in case niggas trying to come at me.
But he got nabbed up. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, bro, if you got all this shit, bro, you got nabbed up. Yeah. Niggas had to pay a ransom to get you back the first couple episodes. Like,
you at least took like two or three dudes out or something, yo.
Yeah. Before I found out about that it was planned, I was going to say, Ego is a motherfucker. He got beat up in front of his homies. Like, nobody going to listen to him, but I guess it's set up. Did you know that was Jeremiah?
Who?
The right-hand man.
That's Jeremiah?
The nigga with the dreads? That's Jeremiah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, I didn't peep that.
But, I mean, it makes sense. He's from Chicago. He get it. You know, that's 50 nigga. That's probably like, all right, you help me with this song. Now I'm going to get you into your acting career. And he don't got to do much.
Nah. He just got to be a turncoat.
just every once in a while, say something, be a tough guy. Cool, whatever.
And just look tough. Yeah. Know how to look cool holding a gun.
Tommy thinks he's so fucking smart. He has this idea that the Flynns and CBI are going to like partner up and he's going to like run this clean operation and get 5% from both. And he's fooled because he doesn't know the history, the 20-year history between these motherfuckers. Also, it was kind of corny because he's trying to bridge the gap of race.
In true power fashion.
Fashion, they try to teach some fucking lesson. We need to stop this. We supposed to be brothers.
Power don't be having to go there, bro. Just continue to write the drama stuff. You know what I mean? Ain't nobody looking at y'all for that or whatever. And it doesn't go the way y'all want it to go anyway.
Yeah, so, you know, and he's like, and I like how Flynn was talking. He was getting his shit off. He like, you know, the right-hand man, he mad. He like, yeah, we had to reconstruct her beautiful face. And then this motherfucker, like, he put 8 of my man down. He's like, actually, I could have put down 18 more. But you know what I'm saying? Like, he was getting it, just letting them know. And I thought he was going to say some, like, N-word or monkeys and shit. But, you know, he got there. And the dad's low-key, like, obviously he's about to die. He's out the picture. But he's still stubborn and arrogant in his ways and wants to stay, like strong blood-wise.
Yeah.
And the son and daughter have hidden intentions. Like, I feel like everybody has hidden intentions in this. And I think that's the story. And it's, like, that's how Tommy's going to be weighing over his head because – CBI is about to split into two, right? Mm. Diamond's gonna have his side, and then his brother is gonna start his side.
I don't think Diamond gonna really want a side, honestly.
He don't want it, but like he like fake giving him power because Diamond, I think, now rolling with Tommy is gonna get back into the game, like truly, but try to do it a way where he don't get caught. You know what I'm saying? And I think
like
that's
he's just trying to take over Chicago real quick.
Mm-hmm. And then Tommy is low key building up this team that he don't even know that he assembling yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
The Flynn children got they both doing deals on the side. Like Shorty,
she got the one hitter quitter.
She got that joint, and then obviously the son, he a fuck up. He not a leader, but he also needs kind of Tommy to kind of show him the way. Like his dad not sure. He low key want out the game, but he also want to be his own man and run it certain ways. But like he don't know how. Like he fuck everything up. So I think that is my prediction, is that the son is gonna get way into deep and fuck it up with Tommy, or Tommy gonna fuck it up and he gonna go back to his dad, and his dad gonna kind of like make an example type shit. But he just gonna
I think he kills his dad.
I mean, he should. That nigga in the way, low-key right now at this point. Like, it ain't no point. Like, either the daughter gonna do it or he gonna do it. But yeah, it's on some divide and conquer. And I also wanted to shout out Power for casting the women in this shit. They're all bad. They solid, dog. It is.
It's a tough little group they got assembled here.
Yeah, because I don't even be mad, bro. They be getting their little shit off. I be like, okay. Shorty with the tattoos. The daughter low-key be, you know, getting her shit off. The joint Tommy be fucking with at the bar. She's solid. You know what I'm saying? And I know they can have some more ones. They represent Chicago, right? For sure.
What she tell Tommy? She said, no more talking, no more sounds. I said, oh, shit.
She cracking. Tommy stay doing his West Side. He stay with some legs for sure. Some good ones, too. He always got a cool hit.
Tommy definitely had a nice little rotation throughout this whole entire series.
Man. That shit, man. That's
it doesn't usually end up well for them, so she should be dying.
Oh, yeah, she gonna die real quick.
She's gotta die. You know what I mean? Just probably get somebody else.
What's your prediction for next episode?
So I think that somehow, some way, one of the siblings does something to basically start the whole backstabbing process or doing their own thing process. Which one, I don't know. It's just pretty much whichever one that they both have given inklings that they want to do their own thing. And it'll probably be the son, just because he's the dumbest. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But yeah, somehow, some way, that'll start that. But he'll fuck up. Mm-hmm. So I think the back channeling starts, and then possibly somebody dies.
Yeah, I was shocked that nobody died after they done fucked up the pattern. Nobody died after the sex scene.
Not yet.
Yeah, but nah, like it always start off that way. But I mean, you know, whatever. That's cool. I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, is they switching that up to shit? But anyway, that's enough of Power, bro. That shit. That episode wasn't great. And nah. I'm still struggling to enjoy this show. It's obviously we super committed to it, but I low key miss Tariq.
Hey man, they did better. I think this one is just that we were, you know, you was because Raising Kanan or whatever was a little bit different, even though it's got the same as it's a little different. And then you know we got hit with the BMF. We were probably thinking that the Tommy Jones will have a little different aspect to it, but nah, they said nah, bro. This is part of the original power tree. You're going to get all this power. And we'll probably come up with another spinoff off this for y'all to keep watching.
Yeah, no, that shit. I don't know, man. But I feel like every power season we get, it make you appreciate another one. Like, where the ones we took for granted that we like, okay, I'd be like, damn, man. I actually like this one. You know what I mean? Or I like this other one. But
Miss Holly. I never thought I'd say that, but I would like to see Holly back in the mix so I could see her die again. I know that sounds crazy, but
Yo, power is a motherfucker, man. That shit is so crazy because we low-key got 4 or 5 good seasons. And then it just went into like, fuck it. Let's just try anything. You know what I mean? And
they found their lane.
Yeah, nah, that's for sure. So let's just move on, man, because I ramble on with that shit. Tell me what you thought about the dunk contest from what you've seen through the clips.
I mean, so I'm confused because I read everyone saying it was like it was ass, right? Like it was boring. Mm-hmm. But like some of the clips I've seen makes it seem like the dunks was kind of cool. I don't know if it's just because I'm seeing the highlights. Like, I mean, as someone who grew up in the 90s, playgrounds, all that shit, like seeing somebody dunk with Tim's on, you know, that was a nostalgic joint because of what that symbolized back in the day, you know, et cetera. So that's dope. But I mean, maybe because I'm seeing them all on the Phantom cam, they all looked amazing. But mm-hmm. it did look like Obi kind of just, just do the same version of the dunk, just different angles, though. Am I tripping?
Yeah, no, I mean, to attest to these shits, why niggas was not happy with it, they got like 8 attempts, bro. Like, niggas was low, like, when I say like low key, that shit was like, I want to say honestly, like, 3 minutes before a nigga, like, nah, that's exaggeration. But like a minute and a half before a nigga actually made a dunk. Yeah, dead ass.
So it was one of them contests where everybody just keep missing and it takes away from the dunk because you didn't see them try. Yeah, because
you done seen them. It was no surprise. But like obviously Obi made one. And I'm like, he made a couple that was solid, bro. Like, but it was on some shit like, well, damn, like. Nigga, you
I saw the one joint he put it. How many did it take him a while to do the one where he put it in between his legs, bounce it off the glass?
They was never making them on the first try, and that's what was.
Because I was looking at, I'm like, damn, I'm like, yo, that joint look crazy. Like, why is everybody saying this is trash? But that makes mm-hmm. sense now.
Yeah, nah, they weren't making them. Like, they was cool. It was funny because there's a clip of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar leaving. Like, he was fed up. Like, he was like, I'm out. Like, I'm cool.
It was that you know bad. Saying?
It was that bad, bro. That probably was like easily. Niggas really low key don't want the dunk contest no more. That was a waste of time. Cause like our best dunkers don't want to dunk anyway.
I feel like last year's drone was okay. Am I tripping? Or was it the year before?
It was solid. Like I think this is the thing. We always gonna get like 2-3 dunks that we gonna enjoy out of the whole shit. But the product bad, bro. Like that Cole Anthony shit. I don't know if you've seen it where the nigga put on Tim's and tried to dunk.
Yeah, I seen that, John. How many times did it take him to do that?
My nigga, like 5.
Oh, no.
Because the Tim's is too heavy. The Tim's is too heavy.
No, no. Then you're not, then it's not the same anymore.
Hey,
like you know what I'm saying? Like the Tim's on while you dunking signifies, yo, I get up. If you're struggling to make this dunk, you're not someone that should have the Tim's on.
Hey, he made the nigga was wiping the Tim's like they had grip at the bottom of his feet. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though. No, that shit was more funny than enjoyable. Like he was like I'm sitting there like, yo, this nigga is sick. Something really wrong with this nigga, man. He done tied up the Tim's, bro, and tried to like. And he finally got it, but it was just so funny because I was like, this nigga think them Tim's sweet. Like, them Tim's is heavy as a motherfucker.
Yo, like, I mean, because
a nigga can do some shit like that. I don't know, bro.
Because, like, niggas ain't really just letting you rock Tim's on their court, bro. They not late. So he just started that? Unless he might have his own court by now. I don't know.
Listen, it was him and Greg. It was him and Greg Anthony, bro. I don't know why. You know what I mean? I don't know why.
That's right. He had Greg Anthony jersey on too, right?
Yeah, bro. It was like bringing the New York spirit to Cleveland, which was just a lot, man. I mean, shouts to the creativity, but that shit was funny, nigga. Just a nigga trying to dunk, bro. and in mid-air pause because of the boots is too heavy.
Duh.
That's like me trying to duck right now. I know I can't duck no more, but just jump in. It's just like, all right, nigga, what was you supposed to be doing? Or you know how a nigga be like, you know, you trying to hoop, but it's a nigga trying to dunk and he never get it. He jump up in the air, but he like, he fuck up his time. That's how that nigga was looking, bro. It was so fucking funny to me, dog.
I thought this joint had some young dudes that was just gonna make it. You know what I mean? Because they get up. Like, I've seen them, you know, they dunk or whatever. How was Green? Did he do anything?
Josh Christopher was fucking him up, man. His homie. And they like, bro, they was not like, I'm telling, it's like they wing that shit. Like, all right, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Niggas ain't even practice.
Like, niggas was like, I just pulled up, like, all right, I'm gonna just do this dunk. Fuck it. I've made this one before. Like, that's what that shit was like. Obi really dunked, though. He really dunked. Like, he jumped over, nigga, did some shit. He did this shit. That shit was cool, but it took like two attempts and it was kind of crazy. But he really dunked. Like, he come from a dunking family. Like, that nigga dunks. Like, that's his thing. So, I wasn't even really like shocked about that, but I was like, okay, whatever. It's just that niggas missing took it all out. I could take one miss, but when you need like four or five attempts.
With that being said, that means somebody was definitely tossing the ball in the air and was not timing it right. You probably had a million of those then.
Yeah, that shit was, it was just, again, it's the stutter step. It's like jumping, a nigga like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas, and they was trying to do their tribute shit. It was cool. Like, it was too many props. It's too many props, bro. But I can't say that that's the worst dunk contest ever. I thought it was, but the teammate shit, the wheel. Like, it was
nah,
like,
the wheel was the worst dunk ever.
Was it worse than the one Kobe won? Because them niggas was ass.
Yeah, but
because think about it, Kobe won off of East Bay, right? Cool.
Yeah, but that was only the second time we had seen it in the big.
No, and it was cool, but the niggas that was up against him was terrible, bro.
Yeah, but that was during that shit. Yeah, that was that era where like you just that yo Kobe was kind Kobe's joint was kind of like to me it's the era where yo it's just the one dude that's supposed to be in it that everybody wants to see. And then it just be whoever, like you know what I mean? No one wants to go up against people because they were going to lose. It was like a power dunkers and shit. But I still think the wheel was worse than that. Because that's just a terrible idea.
Yeah, man, that shit had me dying, dog.
What you call John was trash, too. Blake Griffin, John, where he did the weird jump over the promotional car where you knew he had to win.
Oh, the Kia shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think I'm out, though. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to, first of all, I want to salute everybody that went to Cleveland because I can't do it. It couldn't be me, bro. You know, I got love for mad people in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm glad that they got tons of business, you know, flown down there. You know what I mean? I heard it had, like, you know, crazy-ass little bars that was fire. They had some cool little pop-ups that was going, but I'm not chilling in that snow. So, you know what I mean?
I'll tell you this. I can't wait to get a Means recap.
Oh, listen. I can't wait. That might have – that. Listen, we'll get a Means recap on the overflow. Yeah. If you're a Patreon, please listen to a Means recap of Cleveland's All-Star game on the overflow. That's going to be great because I know he's going to be talking shit. I like Cleveland, though. I fuck with y'all. I fuck with Ohio as a whole, but I'm not going. I go to Cleveland when it's sunny outside. You know what I'm saying? Invite me to Cleveland in the summer or some shit. You feel me?
What's going on, guys? You know what it is. New year, new you. I get it. We all got it. We all have our New Year's resolutions. One of them is to eat better, right? You want to eat good food, but you also want to spend an arm and a leg. And guess what? HelloFresh can help you with that. They have endless options to make cooking at home simple and enjoyable. Here's the deal. HelloFresh delivers pre-portioned ingredients to your door, including farm-fresh produce that arrives within a week, so you get convenience without skimping on quality. skip the trip to the grocery store, saving you those wait and those long lines where these people don't know how to use a checkout thing. It drives me insane. So I know what you're thinking. So what, me? I could just go to a restaurant. Guess what? HelloFresh, 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal of the same quality. You could save, on average, over $65 per month when you order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. That's more money to put towards those 2022 goals of yours. That's right. Whatever it is you're trying to do with that extra money, I don't care. Maybe you open a savings account. Maybe your New Year's resolution is to save more money. HelloFresh helps you with that as well. I know going out to a restaurant, as I said, is inconvenient. Particularly, I got a big family, man. It's hard to get the kids in the car and go down. No. We could do HelloFresh at the house. They sent it to my house. We had all types of meals. These meals are easy to make. They're delicious. My kids love the pub-style shepherd's pie. They also love the Bravo balsamic chicken, the sun-dried tomato spaghetti. The list goes on and on. Get you some HelloFresh. It's delicious. It is affordable. And it is convenient. So this is what I want you to do. Go to HelloFresh.com/BOM16 and use the code BOM16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Again, HelloFresh.com/BOM16 and get up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. The promo code is BOM16. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got 2 cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Bel Air. What you think about Bel Air?
I appreciate it's kind of authentic to a degree, without nitpicking. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To you know, the uses of words and things like that, I can definitely tell. But I do feel like sometimes they force it, especially with Aunt Viv. When she says water ice, and
can you explain what water ice is?
So, I mean, people consider it like other people call it, I think, Italian ice and try to make it sound like it's the same thing, but it's really not. It's, mm-hmm. It's a little bit more of a, I would say firmer, texture than like Italian ice. I mean, I'm sorry, like, what some Jones call like slushies and shit, the shaved mm-hmm. ice Jones. It's a little bit more firmer texture than that, but it's not like extremely difficult like Italian ice. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. Italian ice water ice is absolutely the best thing on the planet. Like, I look forward to water ice in the summertime. It's fucking the best thing ever. And anytime I come to the city, I put you on to all the dough. I know those spots. Now that's what okay. I know. I don't know. Okay. I don't know the cheesesteak spots no more because that's okay. that game different. But I know the water ice spots.
Hey, that's funny.
I know where you gotta go to get the water ice in the city. Believe that.
Hey, that's funny that you did. You just bow out, or did you just like, all right, you know, I'm gonna just stick to what I know on the cheesesteaks.
The one I really really liked. They did renovations, and I guess something happened with the funding, so they never opened back up. So okay. I've been kind of an orphan on my favorite cheesesteak spot in the city for some time now. And, you know, and then I also just chill. Like, you know what I mean? Them joints sit a little different when you older than they do when you were fucking youngin' and shit. So, you know, with that being said, I you know, I always been a water ice individual. It just mm-hmm. made sense for me to just be, you know, be the taster of the finest water ices in the city. Anybody tell me somebody got a dope water ice spot, like, I always want to check it out and shit. So I can just make sure that when I tell people who has the best water ice in the city, I'm telling you who has the best water ice in the city.
Who knew that Jerv was the water ice expert? That's a sick ass brag. No, that should be in your bio, dog. Water ice enthusiast. That's a fucking brag, bro. This nigga. Hey man, you trying to get a water ice, you need to tap in with Jerv. You hear me?
Holla at me, bro. I'll tell you exactly where to go.
In the summer, I'm pulling up just for the water ice. You feel me?
For sure.
She funny. I'm happy that they started dark Unviv with dark skin Unviv. But then Hillary dark skin. Hillary's dark skin, Uncle Phil's dark skin,
and skinny,
buff. He low key, his dress shirt's low key too, like small. He built like Ghost, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then Carlton, bro, I hate that nigga. I hate him, bro. Already.
Why? Yeah, like, Will's not even trying to bother, boy. Like, he's just trying to chill,
bro. How'd you feel about like them portraying the city of Philly? Modern day Philly.
I mean, I feel like, those areas is probably pre pandemic crowds and shit like that. Philly is a little different now. I got what they were doing. One of the blocks he was on, he shouldn't have been on. Oh no, he was on 52nd Street. yeah, okay, never mind. It's cool because he lives in, he's from the bottom. So they definitely was on the bottom block or whatever, which was cool. My man grew up on one of them bottom blocks. So that was pretty authentic. And for him, for his Av to be 52nd Street is kind of a stretch because his Av would be right around the way. But as far as nostalgic purposes for the city, they had to do 52nd Street because 52nd Street looks nicer, but it's still the hood or whatever, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, it's got the murals and all that shit up or whatever, and it's still close enough. So, yeah, no, they did a good job with the city. I'll
go with that. Why is Jazz from Compton and Trey is basically – I thought Trey would have been Jazz.
Trey. Which one's Trey?
The one who got shot in the shoulder. His man.
Oh, no. Somebody else said this to me. They was like, yo, is that Jazz? I was like, nah, Jazz is from out there.
Yeah, Jazz from Compton. That's the funniest shit.
Yeah. And like, on the low, Hillary kind of fools with him. Mm-hmm. I don't I'm cool with the darker theme. I would have just liked it if they would have kept everything, like, as far as who the characters were and how they were, you know, the relationships they had. Mm-hmm. I would have liked for that to have been the same. Everything else is cool money with me. But, like, Hillary showing them some love was kind of weird to me because I'm like, nah.
Yeah, that's not how it works.
I know. No, that's not how it works.
They rewriting history.
Yeah. No, that's not how this work at all, yo.
Hey. Oh my god, bro. What
I feel
else?
Bad that Carlton's on coke.
Nah, he does
oh no, what's that?
Xanax. Yeah. He snorts Xanax. What? Like, bro, they got that show is wild. It's a lot of Instagram shit like in there. It's a lot of like modern day technology. That shit crazy. It's one scene that was nasty too. The nigga did a layup, but didn't actually did a windmill.
Oh shit! Yeah. Oh, and we met Bull. We met. What's my man from Jason's Lyric? Light skinned boy that played ball too. What the hell's boy name that was in? He in one of them Tyler Perry shows on TV. Oh, G Money from Boys in G Money.
Oh, G Money. But he in there in what part?
That's he's so have you watched all the episodes so far?
I'm on.
Have you seen Will Play Ball yet?
I just finished four.
So you seen when Will played ball?
Yeah.
All right. The other black boy on the green team, that's what you call it. That's G Money. Remember when G Money and him were playing against each other when they was the top two dudes?
I thought he was actually in it. I'm thrown off.
No. My bad.
Talking about the scene.
It's character. Okay, I was like,
bro, I ain't see that nigga, man. You know what I'm saying? It's funny too because he got the white homie on the basketball team helping him out. Like, it's funny, dog. Like, I don't know. For y'all listening, this is very spoiler rich, by the way. But I think I'm gonna still rock with it. You know what I mean? Like, by the way, we're not discussing this show. I just wanted to hear Jersey's opinion on it. But I'm gonna still peep it because I ain't got shit else to watch. Snowfall back. Nah. So we will be talking Snowfall.
Snowfall back. And Snowfall something else is coming back too. Oh my god, something else is coming back, bro.
I'm hyped about Snowfall though.
That's gonna be good. Lie to you.
That's gonna be good. That shit gonna be good, yeah. For sure. Oh, nigga, I've been fucking with the metaverse. I apologize for anything slander I was talking about in the metaverse, my nigga. I'm locking with it. Yeah, nigga, I be playing golf. Nigga, that Golf Plus on Oculus is fire.
Nah.
You been to Topgolf before?
Yeah.
So you can top golf in that motherfucker.
That's still not gonna help my real golf game. So we just not playing real golf no more. We gonna metaverse and golf.
Nah, but it's for niggas like right now, bro. When the temperature bad and it's shitty outside, I can still golf without having to fucking travel out west just to golf for Florida.
I just don't want like everything I like to become metaverse. Like I don't want the NBA and the NFL to become metaverse and like niggas just out here fucking going number one draft picks in the NBA metaverse or some shit. Like I want to still enjoy real shit, yo. And I'm scared. You was my last hope, bro. Now I ain't want you to give in, yo. I ain't want you to give in, bro.
Nah, bro,
you, once you give in, it lets me know how realistic it is that it's about to start being around people that I know.
Look, I got to get better at not writing stuff off and just saying I'm not ready for it yet and coming around to it. Because I'll be just too quick to say and I end up start fucking with it later. But nah, I want the NFT shit. I fuck with the NFT shit. You know what I mean? The metaverse shit fire though. Because niggas be going. I went to Snoop Dogg concert. That shit was fire. I'm telling you, dog. Yeah. Fire.
Hold up. How does one go to a Snoop Dogg concert in the metaverse?
So you get the Oculus, right? You put the Oculus on. You create your character. So you get to pick out your outfit and everything, bro. You pull up and then you go into the lobby. And it's
Does your outfit cost? Like they're not
charging yet, but soon they are. Because that's why Nike is in there now. With all that shit. And nigga, you're going to be able to buy your shoes and all that shit. But long story short, you don't have legs. So it's just upper body, right? So then after
that. Wait, I don't have legs in the metaverse?
No legs. It's all arms. You just floating around. So when you move. When you move because you got a joystick, you're not really moving. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I see those videos and motherfuckers be moving, it's just because you fucking with your sensor, like your sensory. You low-key supposed to be moving only the thumbsticks. That's why you create a safe zone. It's a box up in the metaverse. You create a box, right? Mm-hmm. For the real shit. You create a box and you stay in that box. And now the metaverse is going to allow you to move around. So when I turn my head, I'm inside the metaverse. It don't cut off. You're in it. But the thing is, you have to use the thumbsticks to actually move because you'll literally walk into a fucking, like, your shit and knock over something. You know what I mean? So you have to, like, be aware. But if you step out that box, it's a grid that shows you the real life. Like, that you stepped out of that box to keep you safe. So you won't fall down the steps or some wild shit that niggas be doing. That's why I be laughing when niggas be knocking people out. You got to get out of that area because it's a safe zone. That's just like, nigga, don't. I'm in this box that I've created. Do not go in there because I'm playing right now. You know what I'm saying? But that shit is so crazy because, like, I could see how it, like, fuck with your sensory. Like, this one nigga, shouts to Am Blue. The nigga, he a DJ. And he been DJing in there. But it's your hands. You only see your hands. And he out there controlling the boards with the shit. Then I seen another nigga go viral. He do graffiti in that motherfucker. So you could be whatever you want. And you could charge people. Niggas in there giving their cash apps and Venmos and teaching classes and all kind of shit. Because it's linked to Facebook. So you can create groups. And motherfuckers going there. And yeah, bro. It's crazy now, though, dog. Like, I know it's too much for you, bro, but that shit, I get it. I like the real life shit too, but it's fun because if you got the home, you can sit courtside at games. Like, it's a lot of shit.
Like, at a real game?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could be courtside at the finals if I paid whatever it was.
Me and you could be at the finals and sit in the courtside like, seats and, you know, they scan in the court.
And that's fire.
Like, it's fire, bro. Like the Nets was the first team to actually license the Netaverse, and now they got biometric cameras, so every cut, you know what I mean? Like you see a niggas talk, you sitting there, you talking to a nigga that's sitting over there. That shit crazy.
That's fire.
And you can switch up all the views too. You can watch Netflix.
I ain't trying to talk about it. I'm just trying.
You can watch the YouTube shit crazy because the whole metaverse becomes a screen. You know what I'm saying? So it's like almost having like an endless TV. You sitting there, you just chilling, like watching it, but it's in your face.
Nah, I'm
it's
good.
A lot. It's a lot, bro.
I'm good, bro. I'll use my phone.
They got Showtime on there. I got the boxing shit. What else? Yeah, nah, that shit hard, bro. You got to fuck with it.
Yeah.
Next time you out here, bro, I'm going to let you try it. Because I got two. I got two, bro. So, you know, niggas be in here.
I'd have to create somebody?
Yeah.
How long that take?
Like 3 minutes.
All right.
Because you in the mirror. And you low-key picking your face and everything, your beard, all that shit. That shit crazy. Because you see yourself. You see your hands move, your mouth move. The avatar be doing all that shit. That shit crazy. Yeah. I'll be in that motherfucker. They got to get some better clothes, though. Clothes looking weak. I might have to partner with somebody and see. Might have to hit up somebody at Facebook and ask them, can I start designing the clothes for the avatars or something so I can make some money. Be a fashion designer in that motherfucker.
That's what it's going to come to.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, that's it, y'all. This has been a fun episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. For Big Jerv, for the niggas that didn't make it on the pod. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.